Okay, I think this is an awesome sugya, Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Very relevant halachically, but also really fun to just analyze not halachically. So that's mostly what we're going to do. And I want to go from the Gemara on Kuf Amud Bet. I printed out Gemaras that are in the corner over there, but I want to go from the third line from the bottom, Otam Bnei Adam. People have it?
Yeah.
Otam? Anyone want to read it? Go for it, Dina.
Okay. Otam b'nei adam shekidusho b'beit ha-knesset. Amar Rav, yedei yayin lo yatsu, yedei kidush yatsu.
Okay. You want to translate, explain?
Go ahead. Okay. Those people who make kiddush in shul, Rav says they have fulfilled their they have not fulfilled their obligation for the wine, but they have fulfilled their obligation for kiddush.
All right. Right off the bat, what's interesting or intriguing about that Gemara?
He's saying it's two separate.
Yeah. I never initially thought that you can fulfill kiddush without the wine or wine without the kiddush, but this clearly implies they're two separate chiyuvim. Right? We know kiddush is a chiyuv d'oraita. So can you fulfill one without the other? Can anyone think of a situation?
Like we've made kiddush not on wine.
What else can you make kiddush on?
Vodka, bread.
Okay.
We've done it on Coke before.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Anything but water you can make kiddush on?
Well, you can make kiddush on chamar medina.
Milk.
If you need to.
Yeah.
And then you could, like, some say you can do it the chakila, some would say only if you don't have wine can you make it on chamar medina.
Okay.
So I assume anyone who makes kiddush on whiskey or whatever... Probably
they do that
they don't have wine or grape juice.
But
that's Chamar Medina. Also, Judah's right. You can make kiddush on challah.
If you're in a pressing circumstance.
If you don't have wine, so Friday night, how would that? Chamar Medina is it's a different sugya, but we could talk about it after. It's basically not like in short, very very short. Like it's a drink that you wouldn't drink for thirst or enjoyment. Drink. You would drink it for or. You wouldn't drink it to, like, satiate yourself.
So, like, alcohol would fit into that.
Yeah, most alcohol. There are things that are, like, debatable. Coffee's debatable. Tea's debatable.
I've heard it like, translated like a special drink, like something you give to a guest.
Yeah, like a special, something of higher value. Yeah. It's not just, like, I'm thirsty, I'm going to drink this.
My family was told you can't use milk.
Okay. So all those are, like, debatable or discussable. We could discuss them. So if you made kiddush on challah, what would that look like?
You'd wash beforehand.
Yes.
And
then hamotzi, and then you'd say kiddush.
Yeah.
Right. The kiddush is after the hagafen. Here's a question: let's say you don't have wine Shabbos day. What should you make kiddush on? Chamar medina or bread? Anyone know?
Chamar medina.
Why?
So, the kiddush of the day is nothing.
So I don't remember exactly. Who says this. It might have been Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, but he says Friday night you should make it on challah, and Shabbos day you should make it on chamar medina.
Why?
Because Shabbos day you basically only have to say the bracha of agafen. So if you were making it on bread, you would just say hamotzi, but then there would be no recognizable kiddush. So therefore, Shabbos day you should make it on chamar medina, but Friday night when there is a recognizable kiddush, you would make it on bread on challah. So
it could be a shahakul.
Yeah, I guess, but it's still, but that's not really your su'uda. Like, if you're just doing a moti, it's literally just going right into your su'uda.
Yeah.
It's distinguishable.
Okay.
Okay, so from that example, we know there's a separate chiyuv of kiddush and yayin. I was saying before that maybe we'll move it to after Marv because it's a little bit of an awkward gap right now. All right, fine. So you day kiddush, lo yatsu, you day yayin, lo yatsu, you day kiddush, yatsu. Go ahead, continue. Shmuel? Mm-hmm.
Ushmuel Amar, af yidei kiddush lo yatsu. Even kiddush, they have not fulfilled their obligation.
So what are you yotze according to Shmuel?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. So just to draw it out here, we have Rav, we have Shmuel. And we have Yayin and Kiddush. Okay, according to Rav, what are you yotze?
Kiddush.
Kiddush, but not yayin.
Why are you not yotze yayin? Aren't they using yayin and shul?
I think we're going to later see that it doesn't count because you're not drinking it.
Who's drinking it?
Yeah.
One person is drinking it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not everyone's drinking it. And Shmuel, what are you yotze?
Nothing.
Why nothing?
Because Malcolm Suda.
Okay, so let's continue the Gemara. Go ahead, Dina.
Ella Larav Lama Le Likdush Be. No, it's not that. It means that, but it isn't that. The Beit Te.
The Beit Te. According to Rav.
Yeah, according to Rav.
If you're Yotze Kiddush, why do you say Kiddush in your house? You were already Yotze Kiddush. What's the answer?
Kedei Lehotzi Beno U Bnei Beito. Because he's going to do it for his household, his sons and his household.
Your family, right. Yep. And according to Shmuel?
Shmuel, Lama Li Likdush Bevei Knashta. And according to Shmuel, why do they bother to do Kiddush at Shul?
Right, if you're not Yotze anything, what's the point of doing it?
L'apuke orchim yidei chovtan de'achlu ushtu veganu bevei knashta. It's to what does apuke mean?
Exempt.
To exempt or fulfill for guests who are going to be eating and drinking and staying.
Great, good. And keep going, final line.
The Asa Shmuel Litmea, and Shmuel agrees with like what he says somewhere else. Demar Shmuel and Kiddush Ella B'Makom Suda, because Shmuel says there's no Kiddush except in the place where you eat the meal.
Right, and that's so. Why, according to Shmuel, you're not Yotze? Nothing. You're Yotze nothing.
It's not same makom.
Because it's not Kiddush Makom Suda. Why are they orkin Yotze?
Because they eat there.
Because they eat in the shul. So because they eat in the shul, they are Yotze Kiddush Makom Suda. So you're making Kiddush and Shul for them. But you, who are not eating in the Shul, lo yatsu. So maybe if we are eating in the NPR for like King Shabbat, maybe you can make Kiddush and Shul. Okay, any questions so far? This is like the basic Gemara. Yeah, Mira.
Do you have a world holds that women aren't at the same level as men because it's saying you have to do it for your family, or it's just like at a time where women would say?
I think it's because the people are they're not in Shul, didn't hear it. I mean, let's say...
Like, why can't...
If you were single, right? If you were single, according to Rav, you have no family at home, right? It's like a good nafkamita, right? You have no family at home. Would you need to make kiddush again at home?
Would you need to drink wine, though?
Seemingly not. Seemingly.
Right, so the only reason is you're doing it for your family.
Well, it does say for his kids, so it could be he's a single father.
Yeah, your wife can be motzi, the family. Absolutely, yeah. Because she has a chiyuv d'oraita. And if there are other people in the family with a chiyuv d'oraita, she could be motzi them, right?
Right. So why is he saying that she has to say it? Like, for that case?
I guess so. Like he could say it. Like he could say it at home, or someone else can say it at home. He doesn't have to, right?
But it's saying like if you follow Rob's opinion, why do people say kiddush at home? Seeming to imply that like people clearly have the minhag to do this.
Someone else could say it at home. Mm-hmm. Sure.
According to Rob, if everybody in the family did hear kiddush, would you have wine just during the meal to fulfill the yayin chiyuv?
If everybody in the family,
because you didn't fulfill the yayin,
let's say the whole family goes to shul.
So how would you fulfill the yayin chiyuv? Then in that case
at home
drink wine at the meal.
I guess so. You have wine at the meal to fill yain. Yeah, good point. Like if the whole family goes to shul together. Yeah, great point. Yeah, yeah.
Can you explain the chariot?
Yeah, absolutely. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. According to Rav, you make kiddush and shul. We're talking about kiddush and shul. You're not yotze wine. You're not drinking it. Someone else is drinking it. But you are yotze kiddush. You heard a kiddush, and someone drank wine. So why do you ever make kiddush at home? To be motzi your family.
Is wine like a chiyuv that you have to also?
It's not a chiyuv necessarily d'oraita.
But
maybe you could just have wine at home. You have to make. Why do people make kiddush again at home?
Uh-huh.
For their family.
Okay.
Shmuel, you're not yotze wine and you're not yotze kiddush. So why do you even do it in shul if you're not yotze anything? Mm-hmm. We do it for the guests in shul, who eat in the shul. Those people are Yotze. Why are they Yotze but no one else? Because we have a din of Kiddush in Kiddush Ella B'Makom Suda. You only fulfill Kiddush if you're also eating there. Meaning if you make Kiddush and don't eat a Suda, you never fulfilled Kiddush. If you hear Kiddush downstairs in the lobby and don't eat anything, you may not have fulfilled Kiddush. You have to make it again. Yeah, Moi.
Does like not being able to having to bench where you ate your food, would that come from a similar concept to Kiddush B'Makom Suda? Because I could hear it saying, I don't know who, I guess Rob maybe would say this, if he didn't say that his reason would be Mishpacha, which would be that they said Kiddush at shul, but you're supposed to, I don't know, I guess because you're going to, like, let's say, like, bench back at your house because that's where you're eating your food, that's where you should also make kiddush.
You're saying, your kiddush is not your suda.
It's not your suda, but you would incorporate it as part of your meal.
Or you can say an al hageffen in shul. If you drink it.
Or you can say that.
Right, you're saying if you start a suda in one place, can you move to another place? Halachically, you can if you have in mind and also like eat something in the new place. But otherwise, a change of place can be considered a hesech da and you can't make a bracha achron anymore.
Okay, yeah, but what if I'm saying if you were to say, I guess it would only work if you're going to say that this concept of kiddush is part of the rest of your meal. Because if it's right.
I could argue, according to Rav, it has nothing to do with your meal.
But what if you have to make it on the challah?
Okay. Meaning you could be Yotzei Kiddush and Yotzei Suda. Meaning if you don't hold by Ein Kiddush El Bavakum Suda, there are two separate things. You have to have Kiddush on Shabbos. You have to have a Suda on Shabbos. Why should I ever think they're connected? Why would I ever think they're... What's the rationale behind this Kiddush Bavakum Suda?
Because it's supposed to be part of the actual suda.
Why?
After achila.
You can't do kiddush without
eating. After achila and eat later.
You need to, if you want to eat, you have to.
So you can eat later. All right, so let's see. The Rashbam gives two reasons as to the rationale behind kiddush makom suda. Anybody else want to read the Rashbam? It's the Rashbam on Kuf Aleph. No. It's the Rashbam on
Kuf Aleph. Yeah, it's the first one.
It's the first one. No, not that one.
Yeah, it could convert.
Oh, yes. Out. Okay, fine. The first Rashbam. Af yedei kiddush lo yatzu. Someone want to read? Go ahead, Josh, yeah.
Af yedei kiddush lo yatzu, you don't fulfill kiddush. Kedefarshina and tamei lakmei, the reason is explained. In kiddush alav makam suda. The chesiv of the pasuk says, v'krasa shabbos oneg, you shall call shabbos an enjoyment. The makam sh'ata kore le shabbos, and the place where you call it shabbos, kolomar to say, kriya de kiddusha. The calling it of Kiddush, Shamdehe Oneg. That's where your enjoyment has to be.
So the concept of Oneg Shabbos comes from this pasuk, Vikarata the Shabbat Oneg. The place where you do the Karata, what's the Karata, the calling? Where do you call Shabbos into existence? Where do you declare Shabbos? During Kiddush. In that place, Shamdehe Oneg. That's where you have the Oneg. Therefore, where you do Kiddush is where you do your Seuda. That's the first answer of the Rashbam. Everyone understand it? It's a drasha, right? Everyone understands it's a drasha. He's learning it out from a pasuk.
But from Nach, where we don't learn halacha from.
Okay, so is it doraita? Is it not doraita? It's a good question. But yeah, sure. It's still a drasha. Okay.
Inami svarahi, or it's svara mide ikva kiddush al yayin, because we're kovei kiddush on yayin. Kedetanya like mano, kibraisa, zachrei al yayin, you have to mention it on wine. Mistama al yayin shabasha suda, specifically the wine that's during the meal. Hukva dechashiv, where you're making it chashiv.
Okay. People got that? It's a little complicated. You want to explain it? What's the second reason? First of all, what does he call it? Not a drasha.
Svara.
What's the difference between a drasha and a svara?
No source for a svara.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's part of it. What else?
As far as a logical train of thought, just based on, thinking.
Right, okay. It makes sense. I asked what's the rationale behind Kiddush Makom Suda. According to his first answer, there is no rationale. I have a pasuk.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the Svara? Who can explain the Svara? According to the Rashbam. Anyone? Did anyone chop the Rashbam? Yeah.
Why not connect to mitzvah on Shabbat?
I don't think that's exactly what he says. The key word of the Rashbam is the last word.
Yeah,
dechashiv. What does that imply?
Because it's important.
What's important?
The wine that you have in the meal.
The wine is important. What makes the wine important?
That's at the meal.
The fact that it's at a meal makes it important. It's not enough to just have wine on Shabbos. It has to be important wine. What makes wine important wine?
Saying kiddush over it?
No. Having it as part of the suda. Apparently, there's a difference between us sitting around a table sipping wine and us eating a big feast with wine. That is a more chashuv wine. That's the svara. So the svara here is yayin chashuv tzarich suda. As long as there are notes in Hebrew, it's more concise. Tzarich suda. Okay? Important wine. You need important wine. Important wine requires a suda. Okay. Everyone got that? Any questions on that? That's the Rashbam. Questions? To me, there's like a glaring question. One of you will get it. Yeah.
Then why are they making it in Shul? Where there's no meal? There's no suda there?
Well, for the Orchim. That's what we said, for the Orchim.
But the person who's drinking it isn't the person that's eating there.
Yeah, but the person who's Yotze is eating is the person eating there, the Orchim. Yeah?
Does it need to be Chashuv?
So why can't
okay, fine. I think that's a good question. I don't think it's like the big question on the Rashbam.
I don't know if I understood it right, but yeah. Couldn't you ask, like, if the wine makes the Suda, and then you're saying the Suda is actually what obligates you into making Kiddush on the wine, like, he's using circular logic.
Mm-hmm. You need Chashuv wine, therefore you have to have it at a Suda.
And having the Suda makes the wine Chashuv.
Okay, interesting. You're like, having the Suda makes the wine chashuv, therefore Kiddush Makom Suda. No, you're saying your wine is deficient if it's not part of the Suda.
But then your Suda is deficient if it doesn't have wine.
He didn't say that.
But then, like...
I was going to say, my question is, can you have a Suda without wine?
Okay, that's a good question. Seemingly, according to this opinion, yes. We'll get to Nafminas in a second. Before that, Moed.
I was going to say, the Kiddush is fine, but it's on the Yain.
You guys are getting so technical.
Yeah, what if you make, like... Kiddush on challah.
I have a question on the Rashbam.
Why are there two answers?
Yeah, that's my question. why is that a strong question here, I think? Why do you think that's a strong question?
We need a...
Right, exactly. When you have a drusha...
Doesn't Svara beat drusha?
Drusha's ways... If I have a pasuk in the Torah...
Svara, like the Gemara says, Svara is the strongest thing that you can have.
I would say drusha's way stronger. Yeah. It's a drusha, you have a pasuk.
Drusha can be reinterpreted at any point.
This is his drusha. He quotes this drusha. He obviously holds by it. He thinks it's authoritative. I have a pasuk. The karata le shabbat oneg. Where I have my oneg, that's where I have my karata. Mm-hmm. Why do I have to have a svara? Oh, it has to be cut. It even sounds like a little bit of a stretch, right? As you were saying, like, oh, I have to have important wine, and therefore it has to be part of a suda. Makes the wine more important. Who said you have to have important wine? Who said a suda makes the wine important? It's building up a lot of assumptions. I have a pasuk right here. Karata le shabbat oneg. Why do I have to have the second answer? To me, that's like the strong question on the Rashbam. Yeah, Judah.
From Naveen.
Okay. I still think it's stronger than this.
It's not like it's vague.
Even if they're equal. Okay, so just give the second answer.
Is Oneg always Suda?
Oneg, no. And that's a good point. Like, there are other ways you can fulfill Oneg Shabbos, perhaps by sleeping, perhaps, like, there are other ways you can fill Oneg Shabbos. There's like a... But yeah, great point. Yeah,
I was going to say, I feel like he's interpreting what Oneg Shabbos, what he thinks Oneg Shabbos means by bringing the Svara.
You're saying they're connected.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an interesting answer. They're not really two answers. They're saying the Karat to the Shabbat Oneg, where you do Kiddush, that's where you have to have your Oneg. And what is Oneg? What makes this Oneg? The Chashivas of it. That's a good answer. I like that.
It says Inami, though.
That's not the answer I thought of. Inami does imply a second answer. But it's still a good point. Like, they could be connected. I like that. Anyone else? Yeah, I want to get to an answer soon, but I want to keep going a little further into this. But I think that's a good question. Also, another question on this is, like, are there any if you give two answers, you want to ask if there's any nafkamino between the two answers. Like, is there any real difference, like, if I hold by this answer or that answer? Are there any, like, fundamental differences between them?
Is it, like, that the Svara defines the when you would do it, like, which meals you would do it at? Not necessarily at every meal, and maybe the Svara limits it somewhat?
I don't think it limits it. Anytime you have this is saying anytime you have oneg.
Yeah.
Versus this is saying... At
the first Kiddush that you...
Okay, maybe. Yeah, good point.
Could you use, for if you go with the Svara route, could you not use, like, only use Yayin?
As opposed to?
Using, like, maybe something else, like using bread or...
That's a great point. Like, that's a great nafkamina, right? Would this apply? Would Kiddush B'Makom Suda apply to making Kiddush? It's a little bit, like, redundant, though, because I'm making Kiddush on bread. That is my Suda.
Yeah.
You can't not have Kiddush B'Makom Suda.
But what if it's just like on a different drink?
Right. If it's not on wine. We said that the Suda makes the wine chashuv, but maybe it doesn't make everything else chashuv. Maybe it doesn't make whiskey chashuv.
Yeah.
Maybe it doesn't make beer chashuv. Great point. Yeah. Anyone else? Yeah.
Who's the Rashbam, like, arguing with / agreeing with
here? I'm not sure he's arguing with anyone.
Because, I mean, from here...
It seems like he's agreeing with Shmuel.
right?
Oh, well, he's explaining Shmuel.
No, I would say the opposite.
He can't agree with Rav or Shmuel. Well, the Rashbam is a Rishon.
But his first pasuk, when he says the Berakah to the Shabbat, Orei b'makom shatzak korei the Shabbat, like, why can't that refer to doing it in shul? He doesn't say specifically that it's at a suda, does he? Am I missing something?
He does in the end.
But the first point that he proves, he doesn't say that has to specifically be at a meal. He says, all he's saying is that it's your Oneg Shabbos is the place where you make Kiddush from. Like, he doesn't say where that is, does he?
Yeah, I think that's an interesting point. Like brisker terminology, there's like a famous chakira that applies to a lot of machlokas. A chakira is a fundamental difference in understanding. Where you might say that like the first one, and I think this is what you're saying, Boyd, there's a famous one called Chevtza and Gavra. People heard of that? Okay, so like, yeah, so which one would like fall under, which one focuses more on which?
The drush is more gavra?
Yeah, I think so too. Because it's where you have your own egg, wherever that is, that's where you have your se'uda. I'm sorry, that's where you have your kiddush. But this one, the svara, it almost has nothing to do with you. Like, the wine has to be made chashuv from the se'uda. And again, this isn't a nafkamina. This is a chakira. It's much more focused on the chefza, on the actual objects, making the objects chashuv. I think this understanding will help us think of nafkaminas. Yeah, drawer.
Yeah, along those lines, like, you know, the one on the left seems to require a certain, like, you know, the thing you use for the kiddush, whereas maybe the one on the right is just, like, something, I don't know, maybe, it has to be something important. Like maybe a chomer nigina, okay, but on the right, it doesn't necessarily have to be an important drink. Maybe something you enjoy, I don't know.
I wouldn't even say, it doesn't even have to be an important drink.
Or a drink.
Or an important...
Be anything, I don't know.
Like, I would go back to like what Meir was saying, like what if he's even considered Oneg? Does Oneg here have to be like a Suda?
According
to
the Rashbam, it does.
Yeah? He says Suda. So here's an interesting machlokas that I think matches up with this. And I think this nafkamina is really great. When we say Kiddush b'makom Suda, what's considered a Suda?
Bread,
you say bread, you say mizono.
Wine.
Fruit.
Wine.
Fruit.
What's that?
That's the thing. It's like in Sukkah.
Well, I'm asking, what is the Suda? Like, when you eat, like, cookies downstairs, is that considered Kiddush B'makom Suda?
You need Kiddush.
Then it might be considered.
What?
You need Kiddush.
No, if I make Kiddush in the lobby, after davening, you make Kiddush, right?
Yeah.
You have Costco cookies.
I think that, like,
have you fulfilled Kiddush B'makom Suda?
No.
Oh, no.
According to who?
According to drawer, you have.
According to who? According to which answer to the Rashbam? Think about this. If the whole point of the suda is to make the wine chashuv, does a Costco cookie make my wine chashuv?
No.
A pumpkin pie?
4 eggs of it, maybe.
Okay. It doesn't sound like what the Rashbam is saying, where like, well, the suda is chashuv and it makes the wine like fancy wine that you're sitting around your suda. Everyone's like, you're like, someone made kiddush. Everyone's like grabbing cookies. That's not like a chashuv event.
Well, I feel like I've been to kiddush, like, not kiddush, but communal meals where someone made kiddush and then everyone goes crazy grabbing, like, bread. And there would be, like, a suda because there's, like, a real meal after.
But what if it's not like that? What if it's not a suda? If it's, like, a kiddush? I would think maybe according to this answer, would that make your wine chashuv? I've never described our kiddush downstairs as chashuv in my life.
Also don't make kiddush on wine.
Grape juice.
You know, I'm like asking, like, sir, like, is that like where do we just decide that like any grape extract and product?
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Different topic. But how about this? The Karatel Shabbat Oneg. Would that be considered Oneg Shabbos, that kiddush?
Yeah, maybe.
I think so. I enjoy it.
Depends if it was sponsored.
Okay. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. Was there Costco cake there or not?
I would call that Oneg. So maybe one nafkamina can be what I would call achilat arai, which is what you would define as like a, almost like snacks, right? Like not a chashuv meal, right? Why is that a nafkamina? Who can explain it?
It's not chashuv.
Okay, yeah.
So it's fine, but it's not chashuv.
It's fine. What's fine?
It's fun.
Okay.
It's
yeah.
Good.
Okay. Yeah.
But I would say that, like, even in the Gavra side, that you would still say that oneg requires a sit-down meal or is actual
food. Oneg's oneg.
I mean, I would say that oneg is suda, like a real suda.
Who says that?
Like a, well, because I would say that the Gemara, when it says suda, is suda.
There's a lot of examples of oneg Shabbos.
Okay. But I'm saying in regards to eating, it would be a suda.
Maybe it could be just enjoyable kiddush. So let's see the machlokas. I put a few of them. I didn't put all of them in the sources. But it's a three of the machlokas, which is my favorite type of machlokas. Between. Let's see if I can put it down here. It'll look better if I can put it down here. Okay. On the one hand, we have the Shilte Giburim. He's the one who quotes the Rivaz. Right? And he says, what's considered a Suda? Afilu, even, Su'udat Arai. We'll call that Costco. Okay? Costco cookies. Even that would be considered a Suda. On the other hand, we have the Gionim specifically. Rabbi, can people see it?
Barely,
yeah.
I'll move it. Rabbi Naturai Gaon says, Rak Lechem. Only bread. Only bread's considered Suda.
Yes.
Now there's one middle opinion I put.
Like
no,
like Chosha Mizona.
The Hago my manio.
It's not a suda if there's no. Bread.
What does he say? What's considered a suda?
Wine.
A
suda.
Even wine. Mm-hmm. Even wine's considered a suda. Okay, that's the makloka. So according to the Shilta Giburim, even if you eat just like cookies, it's still you still need kiddush b'makom suda. That's considered a suda. According to Rav Naturai Gaon, if I'm just having cookies, I wouldn't even eat kiddush b'makom suda. There would be no obligation for it. And according to the Hagos Memanios, I can fulfill Kiddush B'Makom Suda even with the wine I'm drinking. Yeah, Moed.
Is there any difference between a Suda and Shabbos versus Suda for the rest of the year or whatever?
Like Pesach or...
Purim.
Maybe Purim.
Purim, like you're mostly just doing wine.
Yeah, there's no din of Kiddush of, yeah, at a Purim Suda. It's a din in Kiddush. So anytime you have Kiddush. Yeah.
Would I go like Hagos Maimonides say that, therefore, in the sugya of do you need to taste the wine? Would you say that you don't need to taste the wine? Because if he says that you do need to taste the wine, then every time you make Kiddush, you're automatically doing Kiddush Makom Suda.
Every time, he would say, in order to fulfill it, oh, maybe just the person who having the wine is mostly everybody else.
It seems like he would have to say that.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, I'll share one interesting machlokas here. Under the Hagos Maimonides, who says you can fulfill it with wine. Here, mini machlokas right here between the Mishnah Berura. Can anyone see anything?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Aruch, I know. And the Aruch HaShulchan.
Yeah.
Anyone know what they argue about? Normally, you make Kiddush. You make Kiddush, how much do you have to have? Okay, what if you're fulfilling Kiddush B'makom Suda just through the wine? How much do you have to have?
Oh, at least two revites.
So the Mishnah Berura says you have to have two revites. Yeah. Why two?
One for Kiddush and one for Suda.
There you go. Aruch HaShulchan?
I don't know.
Just one.
Yeah.
I had to use my logic, so I would clearly agree with the Mishnah Berura.
We can ask what's behind that machlokas, between the Mishnah Berura and the Aruch HaShulchan. What are they arguing about?
Whether Kiddush is separate to
the one thing to two mitzvahs.
Yeah.
Whether you can apply two halachic concepts, Kiddush and Suda, in one thing. Okay, can you like apply Kiddush? Can Kiddush and Suda be on the same? We know they could both be on wine, but could they be on the same wine?
Yeah.
Maybe they have to be on different wine. Okay, interesting.
So, I guess I have sort of the same idea as what Tako is saying, but I guess I would phrase it as like, do you need to, because I don't think it has to be different wine. Like, it just, like, can you be chayav for two mitzvot with one action?
Can you be chayav two mitzvot through one action, like through one act of drinking,
mm-hmm.
can I be chayav two things? Maybe I need two acts of drinking. That's interesting. Okay, yeah.
I guess like, is the point of making kiddush to? We sort of asked this, but is the point of making kiddush to eat? Because if it's not, then it doesn't. Then it doesn't really matter what the wine is representative of. Slash, if you have mizonot or hamotzi or any food after kiddush. Are eating and making Kiddush two separate, like, mitzvot? Or are they, like...
There's separate mitzvot of Kiddush and Suda. They're separate mitzvot.
So then, But that you, can you only fulfill Kiddush by having a Suda?
Yes.
So then they're not, like, it doesn't...
They're separate, like, but they're not...
They're, like, intertwined.
Yeah, so they're intertwined. Like, that's what Kiddush Makom Suda does. That's what the Pasuk is saying, the Karata L'Shabbat Oneg. They're intertwined. Okay, let's do...
So then, like, what we do is not... Like, you have to try and justify that, like, Costco cookies are a Suda.
Why?
Right, it feels weird.
Because otherwise, then the Kiddush is worthless.
Well, most people go home and make Kiddush anyway, or...
Maybe it's for the
so when you want to, like, analyze...
Yeah, people eating here,
this is good methodology. I want to, like, analyze this through the machlokas here, which is, like, the best. This machlokas. What's considered a Suda? Mm-hmm. Just bread, even achila ra'ai, arai, or yayin. I want to analyze that machlokas. Now, a good first step with analyzing machlokas is to ask, who makes the most sense? Because then you could look at the other ones and try to understand their opinions. So if I were to ask you, of these three opinions, which one makes the most sense to you?
Bread.
Gonim.
They're all red.
No, you said sheet of bread.
No, oh, bread.
Bread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyone else? Everyone think bread?
Yeah.
No, I think the
I feel that a rye makes the most. You would call that a Suda?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think yayin.
You think yayin? The middle opinion is usually the one that makes the least sense.
Don't believe that.
Generally.
Is that the middle?
That's I think that's the middle because it's.
It seem like there's less, like, it's clear they're on in, like, an axe sliding scale.
I would
say
yayin all the way on the end.
Yeah? You think it's like, because it's not even a food.
You're already drinking wine.
You could say it's the most extreme because it's not a food, or you're already doing it. No, or you can say it's the middle because it's chashuv, but it's not a meal.
Makes it a suda.
Okay.
Yeah, but like wine, eating. But only with the Mishnah Berurah, not the
I think, again, we're talking about Kiddush B'Makom Suda. I say the term Kiddush B'Makom Suda. I think the one that makes the most sense is the Gaonim, right? Bread. We all know bread's a suda. So here's my favorite thing to do with the three-way machlokas. And this, if you can, like, master this methodology, it's very good. It's very powerful. What assumptions, what are the two assumptions of Rav Naturai Gaon? He's making two assumptions.
Suda has to do with Oneg.
Okay, keep going. And what's the second assumption?
The second assumption is...
Mizonos can't be a Suda?
No, he says it can be a Suda.
He's saying the food has to be something you eat.
Has to be, okay.
Drinking count.
Why does he say bread? Why? You said it makes the most sense. Why does he say bread?
That's what makes it a suda.
Why does it make it a suda?
Always. That's what a suda is.
You have to make a meal. That's why.
Is that what makes it a suda? What makes something a suda?
You're sitting down and eating.
You're sitting down and eating
bread.
What about that?
Breaking bread. That's what a meal is.
What are you describing? What phenomenon?
It's kavua.
Yeah, it's kavua. It's legitimate. It's significant.
Real.
Right, and I would say. That lines up very well with who? Which answer the Rashbam?
Second one.
The second one, right? Very obvious. That's why I put it on the same side, if everyone's... I think it matches up very well with this answer the Rashbam, because he's saying, you have to have bread. Well, the Rashbam said the Suda makes the wine chashuv. I don't know if cookies make wine chashuv, but I know bread does. So he matches up very well with this. I would think his two assumptions are... Here, I'll... Sorry... Suda, I'm sorry if the Hebrew is a little throwing people off. Chashuva, you need a significant, an important suda, and therefore, how do you? What's the second? Therefore,
sorry, Philippa.
Yeah, good. Sorry, it needs to be bread. Now, if I want to argue with him, what can I argue with?
Either one.
Either point. Show me how you can argue with either point. Show me how each of these two opinions argue with different points.
So one is still chashuv. Like, yayin is still chashuv, so it's fine with number one.
Which?
But it's arguing with number two.
I'm arguing. If I'm arguing with the first point, who argues with the first point?
The shilta.
Everyone sees that? Mm-hmm. Why does he say lo tzarich chashivu? How do I know he says that?
Because I feel out of
right. Right. Even cookies, even whatever, even fruit, that would count. So I think the shilta giburim argues with the first assumption. What about... The second assumption.
Yayin.
Who argues with the second assumption?
I can't remember the guy's name.
The Hagos Maimonios.
Sorry.
Why? How does he argue with the second? Sorry about my handwriting. How does he argue with the second?
Why is also a suda?
Does he agree with the first assumption?
Yeah.
I would think, yes, you do. Kein tzarich suda chashuva, but yayin.
It has to be food.
Gam chashuv. And that's the Hagos Maimonios.
Sorry.
I'm going to explain this. This is a little complicated.
Wouldn't it be chashuva?
Chashuva. Yeah, is it?
Well, it's yayin. Yeah, it's yayin.
Fine. Okay. Let me explain that again.
I
I think here, Rav Naturai Gaon, the Gaon, is making, he says you need bread. You need bread to fulfill Kiddush Makom Suda. And I think those two assumptions he's making are, you need a Suda Chashuva, and therefore you need bread. Therefore you need bread. Now I can argue with him by arguing with either of those two assumptions. I could either argue, no, you don't even need a Suda Chashuva. Who said you need that? Maybe I hold the whole thing's a drasha, karat l'shavat oneg, lo tzarich suda chashuva, and that's exactly what the Shulta Giborim says. Or I can agree with assumption one, yeah, you do need something chashuv. But you know what? It doesn't have to be bread. It could even be wine. And I would say that's the Hagos Maimonios. Yeah.
I mean, I think for the Shulta Giborim, you don't need to say he agrees with either of them.
What?
You don't need to say he agrees with either of them.
I for sure can't agree with the second one.
What do you mean? You can't agree with the second one.
Shulta Giborim cannot agree with the second one. I don't think, yeah, he doesn't agree with either.
Oh, okay.
Right? If you disagree with assumption one, you disagree with both.
Well, you could say that there's no such thing as a pseudo without lechem, even though you could just say it doesn't need a pseudo.
There's no such thing as a pseudo without lechem. Yeah. That's what the Gonim would say.
He could agree with number two, but we don't know if he does or not. It doesn't matter.
I think this is awesome. I think this is so cool. I don't know if people appreciate it the same way I do. I think this is awesome. Yeah.
Like, I think there's other places, I could be wrong, but when I learned Masechet Sukkah, there are definitely opinions that your Suda does not need lechem to be considered.
That was...
So like, for like, talking, like, halacha lemaisa, like, I'll give you the halacha lemaisa, even though, like, I'm not really, like, looking at it that way. Before I get to that, does everyone understand that? Does anyone not understand that?
Wait, this or the question?
The two assumption chart.
Yeah, that's
that. It's such cool methodology, I'm telling you guys, if you can... get it down. And it really, it works best with like a three-way machlokas where you can really analyze it. They're not just like all saying different opinions, but they're arguing with different assumptions that one of them's making. And that's what I think is going on here. Okay. What's halacha l'maita? The Mishnah Brura states you can rely on the Shilte Giburim, b'diavad, if you need to. You can rely on the Shilta Giburim, and even Achila Arai would count as Kiddush Makom Suda. So if we have Kiddush downstairs, I don't feel like washing, or I don't have any bread, or I'm just whatever, I can't have bread for whatever reason, then you can rely on the Shilta Giburim and have a Suda at Arai.
But relying for what? Like
you would fulfill Kiddush and Kiddush Makom Suda.
But I would fulfill Kiddush, but I don't fulfill Suda?
You would fulfill Suda.
Then
why
don't we eat bread later?
Because this is Bidyavid. I'm saying Bidyavid. If you can't do anything else.
Why do it at all?
Why do it at all? Because Bidyavid, it would work. You would fulfill it.
No, but why are we doing something
Bidyavid? If you don't have bread. Because here's why. Let's say we do Kiddush, right? Let's say we do Kiddush and you don't have bread. Maybe you could argue you shouldn't eat anything. Because if you're not having Su'uda, you were never Yotze Kiddush.
Yeah.
But I'm saying Bidyavid. No, you were Yotze Kiddush.
But why? Why do we do this every week then?
Why does something bidyavid?
Maybe we should wash.
Yeah.
No, why does something bidyavid?
So we can eat in between that and lunch.
You can eat in between. What do you mean?
You can eat a snack in between Kiddush and lunch if one were to do that.
Right.
Because once you've fulfilled Kiddush, you're allowed to eat now.
Right.
So maybe that's why.
Meaning, or if you don't have any Suda, maybe you haven't fulfilled Kiddush.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, have fulfilled Kiddush. You want to know if you can eat, if you could have water on your walk back to your apartment? The answer is yes.
No, yeah. But I'm saying maybe that's why we do it.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. And everyone's hungry.
Yeah.
Okay, here's one like condition he puts on that halacha, though. It only applies Shabbos day and not Friday night. Mm. You could only rely on that Shabbos day and not Friday night.
Why?
Because Shabbos day Kiddush is fake.
Why? So let's think about that for a second. Why would that be? Why would that be? Would only apply Shabbos day and not Friday night?
Where'd it go? Because you've already done Kiddush for Shabbos.
So what you say in the bracha, like the Kiddush of Shabbat versus just a Gehenna. There's nothing different about it.
I can't see it.
Like the Kiddush of Shabbat, that's why, right? That's why you do bread, right? It's the second choice.
Okay.
Whereas in the day, it's not, because the bracha is the Kiddush of Shabbat. So it's got to be something that is, you know, Mekadosh.
The day is only Mekadosh.
It has to be something as Mekadosh.
Maybe there's like other requirements with that.
Okay, fine. Yeah, it's cool.
It's still the same day. Like you've already done Kiddush first.
You've already fulfilled Kiddush, so you're not really fulfilling Kiddush again.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I like that. It's definitely a great point, yeah.
I feel like if you don't do Kiddush, I won't say correctly, but like correctly Friday night, maybe you didn't really accept Shabbos. Like, there's, like, Kiddush Friday night has like more components than Kiddush Shabbos Day.
Okay.
And if you don't, like...
You know, if you don't make Kiddush Friday night, do you know what you're supposed to do?
No.
You're supposed to make Friday night Kiddush Shabbos Day.
Right. Okay. Well, that makes sense, because it feels like there's something special about Friday night Kiddush that, like, is more of a, like, accepting Shabbos...
Yeah, it's absolutely definitely more. Like, it's more when you're crazy psak. If you have a roommate who didn't hear Kiddush Friday night,
you should make them
full Friday night Kiddush Shabbos Day, probably.
Well,
to fulfill their obligation.
Why, like, is it to a roommate specifically, and that you live in the same house?
Or and no, not like, not specifically. Like, someone who just didn't fulfill it.
Wait, so if you're inviting guests,
I want to like get to there's like a. I have a great... Josh.
Isn't that during the day it's just a Matar Achila, but at nighttime it's also a starting, like, bringing in Shabbos actively? And when it's only a Matar Achila, then you're allowed to eat afterwards. But in the nighttime where it's not only a Matar Achila, it's other, like, important parts, you have to go straight into the Suda.
You're, like, more beholden to the Suda.
Yeah.
Because it's not just a Matar Achila, it's more... Yeah, sure, it's more significant. Absolutely. I think, you know, the whole idea of, like, we're saying, why does the Mishnah Berurah say this one only applies to Shabbat Day? That's our question. And not Friday night. When we first analyze this, we really, one sec, I'm confusing myself. I asked earlier, between, like, the Ge'onim and the Shulta Giburim, which one lines up with which answer the Rashbam better. Right? And we thought that the Ge'onim lined up better with the Svara answer, right? And the Drasha answer lined up better with Sudat Arai, because it's Oneg. I guess what I want to like suggest is that Pasuk of Karata L'Shabbat Oneg. What does that apply to? Which Kiddush?
L'Shabbat Day.
I would think maybe only Friday night.
Don't we say it in Kiddush? Some people say it in Kiddush Shabbos Day.
You could, but you could just say Kiddush or Yotze.
Isn't like Friday night Deraita, so then Shabbos Day would be Derabanan, so it's more like Oneg Shabbos?
Yeah, but the Kriya, when you're declaring Shabbos, you're declaring Shabbos really Friday night. The goal of Shabbos Day is not really to declare Shabbos, right?
Mm-hmm. It's more the Oneg part.
It's more the Oneg part, the goal of Shabbos. It's just... Well, the goal of Shabbos Day Kiddush is not the same goal as Friday Night Kiddush.
The karata, the karata of Shabbat Oneg, that's referring to the Kiddush, just where you karata, you have some...
Friday night.
Yeah.
So if this only refers to Friday Night Kiddush, what could that help me understand? I think it could help me understand the Mishnah Berurah, why this only applies Shabbos Day, Sudat Arai, because Friday night, I'm realizing now this kind of like goes against what I was saying. here's what I think. I think maybe this goes back to our initial question about why the Rashbam gives two answers. Why does the Rashbam give two answers?
Friday and Shabbos Day.
Yeah. I think because this one only applies Friday night. This is the better answer, but it only applies Friday night. So therefore, for Shabbos Day, how do I know I need Kiddush B'Makom Suda? Because of the Svara. That's when I can apply the Svara. What do you guys think about that?
Really interesting.
Right? Right? The Karat L'Shabbat Oneg is Friday night. And it's a better answer, but it only applies Friday night. So I know I need Kiddush B'Makom Suda Friday night because of the Pasuk. But how do I know I need a Shabbos Day? I think that's why the Rashbam brings the Svara. Because Yayin Chashuv needs a Suda. Now I wanted to use that answer to explain why the Mishnah Berurah says you can have a filu sudat arai, that would fulfill Kiddush Makom Suda Shabbos Day. Because Shabbos... Oh, that does answer my question. Because Shabbos Day, which one of these two am I applying?
The second one.
Right? This is only Friday night. But Shabbos Day, I'm applying the Svara. That's cool, right? That's cool, right? Now, why does the Mishnah Berurah say I don't b'di'evad I can rely on the Shulta Giburim Shabbos Day afilu Surat Arai? Because Shabbos Day, the answer is the Svara. We don't have Karata L'Shabbat Oneg Shabbos Day, and that would explain the Mishnah Berurah's opinion.
Did you just say Arai is not Chashuv?
Oh, That's where I'm getting caught up again. This made sense to me when I was, like, thinking about it earlier.
Can I say that again?
Well, he says...
If someone wants to defend me.
He says that on Shabbos, it is considered chashuv.
On Shabbos? Right, so he's saying Shabbos day, bidyeved, this would work. It would be chashuv.
It does make the wine chashuv.
Yes, bidyeved.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Right? If you need it. But you wouldn't be able to rely on the karat of the Shabbat oneg.
But if that's true, then... Friday night
chashuv doesn't matter.
Right.
That's where I'm getting caught up again. Because if chashuv doesn't matter, that should definitely work. Yeah. Okay. All right. I need someone to defend me. If someone could think of a. It was like packaged so perfectly, and now like it's like falling apart a little bit. I'm explaining what doesn't make sense about my answer. The answer was. All right. We have two reasons about why you need kiddush b'makom suda. Karata l'shabbat oneg, and the suda makes the wine chashuv. Now, I suggested that the ga'onim fit better with the suda makes the wine chashuv, because bread is a chashuv thing, but achilat arai is not chashuv. Now, I'm thinking that, now we're saying that the first answer, karata l'shabbat oneg, fits better if you say it's not about chashuv, it's not about the suda, it's about the gavra, it's about enjoyment, even achilat arai can be enjoyment, right? The Shulte Giburim fits better with this answer. Now I was analyzing the question, why does the Mishnah Berurah say, Bidyeved, I can rely on this answer, even Achilat Arai, as Yotze, but only Shabbos day, not Friday night. And I suggested, because Friday night, we have this source, because only Friday night is Vikarata L'Shabbat Oneg. But Shabbos day, we apply this source of Kiddush Makom Suda. And that's why the Rashbam gave two sources. The problem is that if Friday night we're applying the first source, Vikarat L'Shabbat Oneg, then Chashivut shouldn't matter, and then even Friday night I should be able to use Achilat Arai. And that's where my beautiful package here fell apart. Okay, yeah.
I would say that it's the other around, that the Sfara is for Friday night.
Why, yeah. Yeah, please, I need...
Because the Sfara... I mean, more about the Drasha being the Shabbos day one.
Yeah.
Is because... I think that what the Pasuk is saying is that any oneg that you have should have wine by it.
Any oneg should have wine by it.
But you should have wine to take a nap.
And it's not limiting only to the Friday night.
But I thought Friday night would call karata. But okay, so why is that limited to Friday night? Maybe because that's the only time it's chashuv? You would need chashuv?
Yeah, the only time you need.
Because it's the bigger kiddush.
It's the bigger kiddush. That's the only kiddush that would require chashivut. Okay, maybe.
Yeah, I agree. I think the drasha should be for Shabbos day.
But again, oneg could be other things than meal, right?
Okay, maybe the drasha could be for Shabbos day. Correct. Anytime there's oneg, right? Anytime there's, that's what the Rashbam says. Anytime there's oneg, sham tia karata. Anytime there's oneg applies even Shabbos day.
And the pasuk where he said he brings down Zochreyu Alayin. Zochreyu is the nighttime, and that he brings that in the second answer of the svara.
Zochreyu Alayin. The yayin is more important, and that's why
the daytime you don't need a zochreyu.
Right, at night you need to have wine. During the day you don't need wine necessarily. It's right. More important to have wine at night. So therefore, we're saying at night is when you need the suda to make the wine chashuv. We care more about the wine being chashuv at night when there's more of a chiyuv to use wine. Therefore. Shabbos day, I can rely on the Shulte Giburim because...
It's on the Drasha then.
It's on the Drasha.
Yeah.
It's only on the Drasha. It's not on the Svara. Okay, so maybe we can say that's why he needs both answers. Okay, that could work. I like it. We brought it back.
It is weird that he put it out of order.
What's that?
He put it out of order, though.
The Rashbam, you think he should have given the Svara first if it was... Some people would say the second one is really the more...
The Iker.
It depends how you... In Halacha, that's usually the case. If you have like Yeshomrim this, Yeshomrim that. Maybe, could be. Okay, still, okay, yeah, Hannah. I'm going to wrap up in a sec.
You could also argue that if you assume that everybody at night is going to eat a Suda, and that it's more normal during the day to not eat a Suda, then you kind of put the answers where you want them to be. Because... Like you'd say the svara is for, like, for the at night, and the karat the shabbat oneg is during the day, because then during the day it's like normal for people to just like snack on cookies, but at night, like, you don't want to just like, okay, well, they're assuming you don't want to just like eat cookies and then go to bed. You want to like have a suda at night. You've had like a long day of work, and like at night is the time to eat a suda. And like, it's nice if you get to do that on Shabbos day also, but if you only have,
and you're bringing like a very human element into it, like what the time of the mitzvah is. Maybe, yeah. Interesting point. That's why I thought. All right, yeah. All right, it's a good point.
That's why they also assume, like Gemara and Rishonim assume that everyone is eating a suda at night, and during the day, it's okay if you're hungry.
Okay.
Like, I feel like I've seen other places where it's like, yeah, you should eat at night, but like
the night meal is definitely precedent. Okay, thank you guys. If anyone has any questions, I'll stick around. If anyone wants to take a picture of this or whatever, I can send down my own notes, which is basically just what's on the board, just a little bit cleaner. But yeah, thank you guys. Thanks so much. And we'll be in touch about after break.